Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 16, Text 37. Vishvasya ya stiti layodbhava hetur adya yogesharaihi api duratyaya yogamayaha shemam vidhasyati sa no bhagavam shridhishas. Tatra asmadiya vimrishena kiyan ihartaha. Can you see? Vishvasya yastiti layod bhavahe turadyo. Yogesharayarapi duratyaya yogamayaha. Shemam vithasyati sano bhagavam sthritishas. Tatrasmadiya vimrishena kiyani hartaha.
সেই সমস্ত ঘটনার পিছনে শ্রীমদ্ভাগবত সিদ্ধান্ত হচ্ছে যে এই প্রকার প্রতিকূলতার দ্বারা ভগবত ভক্ত কখনো প্রচলিত হন না। ভগবত ভক্ত এমনকি প্রতিকূল অবস্থাতেও ভগবানের সেবা বলে মনে করে, প্রতিকূল অবস্থাতেও তিনি ভগবানের সেবা করতে থাকেন। তাকে প্রতিশ্রুতি দেওয়া হয়েছে তিনি অবশ্যই ভগবত ধাম বৈকুণ্ঠলোকে ফিরে যাবেন। ব্রহ্মা দেবদের আশা দিয়েছিলেন সেই অন্ধকার পরিস্থিতির সৃষ্টি কীভাবে হয়েছিল সেই সম্বন্ধে আলোচনা করার কোনো প্রয়োজন নেই, যেহেতু প্রকৃতপক্ষে এটি ছিল পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের বিধান। ব্রহ্মা সে কথা জানতেন, ভগবানের মহান ভক্ত হওয়ার ফলে ভগবানের পরিকল্পনা বোঝা তার পক্ষে সম্ভব ছিল। কিন্তু শ্রীমদ্ভাগবতের তৃতীয় স্কন্ধে বৈকুণ্ঠের দুই দ্বারপাল জয় ও বিজয়কে ঋষিদের অভিশাপ জন্য ষোড়শাধ্যায়ে ভক্তিবেদন প্রকাশ করেছেন।
ॐ अर्जुनानन्दस्य ज्ञानशुलता चक्षुर्मिलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनुभृस्तं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामह्यं विभाति शतवाहनम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सावरजातम् Okay, so you all get to hear it in Bengali, that's what matters. So the Lord said that Lord Brahma said that behind all this is the plan of the personality of Godhead.
Sri Brahma bolen ei somosto pichone royeche Parameshwar Bhagwaner porikalpona.
Who is that personality of Godhead?
Sri Parameshwar Bhagwan ke.
This is a little too high, it's pinching.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah, that should be more or less. Hare Krishna.
How's yours now?
Hare Krishna.
Okay. So the Lord is Adya.
He's the most ancient person, Adyam Purana Purusham, the origin of everything, the oldest.
Bhagavan Adya, Shakti Prachi.
And he's the cause for the creation, maintenance, and destruction of this universe.
তিনি হচ্ছেন এই ব্রহ্মাণ্ডের সৃষ্টি স্থিতি এবং লয়ের কারণ.
Hetu means the cause.
Hetu মানে কারণ.
Yesterday we were discussing Jagadah or Anishwara, Aparaspara Sambhutam, Kimadya Anyatama Haitukam.
They think that everything is just happening by chance interaction of elements and there's no ultimate cause. Karma hai to come. It's simply by attraction between man and woman who get together, and by their combination, life is created.
Karma hai to come.
Or by the attraction between material, between molecules and so on. They don't see sarvakarana karanam, the cause of all causes, Krishna. Undoubtedly, there's attraction between material elements or between man and woman. Or material elements. Or material elements also. Okay, good. But what is the cause of that? There's an ultimate cause. That's Krishna. The materialists, they see the material nature as being the cause. Because they're materialists. They think that matter is the cause of everything. Kaviraj Goswami describes this as thinking, it's like thinking that you can get milk from the nipples on the neck of the goat. You must have all seen that on the neck of the goat there's some nipples. And if someone thinks that they'll get milk from that, but the materialists, including so-called great scientists, think that you can derive life from matter. It's a very foolish idea. A man sees, the scientist sees a scorpion crawling out of a big pile of rice, so he thinks that the rice has given birth to the scorpion. Naturally, the parents are required, but he doesn't see beyond the rice, so he's very intelligent. He says, ah, the rice has produced the scorpion. So here we understand that Krishna is the hetu, the ultimate cause. Stiti and Laya and Udbhava, the creation, maintenance, and destruction of everything, are due to Krishna.
Stiti, Laya, Udbhava, shari shari to hai, Bhagavan Sri Krishna.
Let him play. He's happy.
Vishvasya, the whole universe is going on. It's created, maintained, and destroyed by the arrangement of Krishna. So this is a person with whose plan we are not going to interfere. The person who creates everything, who maintains everything, and annihilates everything, if he has a plan, that plan is going to stick. But that plan is very difficult to understand. On the point of death, when Bhishma Dev was remembering all the difficulties undergone, endured by the Pandavas, he said finally that who can understand the plan of the Lord? Bhishma Dev was Yogeshwara. He was a master in mystic yoga system. The perfection of yoga is to be able to leave your body at a time of your own choosing and attain liberation and go back home, back to Godhead. So Bhishma Dev was able to do that. But still he admitted that who can understand the plan of the Supreme Lord? Yogeshwarayarapi duracheya yogamaya. The Lord is covered from our vision by yogamaya, his internal energy. Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavrita. For the mudhas, mudhoyam nabijanati mamevya paramavya. For the mudhas, he's completely covered, samavrita. He's just totally beyond their conception. And even from the devotees, his full manifestation is not completely revealed. For them also, he's sometimes revealed, and his potency is sometimes revealed, sometimes concealed. This is also the action of Yogamaya. Yogamaya is assisting in the pastimes of the Lord, so sometimes for the Lord's pastimes, it's better to conceal. By his omnipotent capability, Krishna is killing so many demons. And Yashoda Mai is thinking, oh, God has saved my child. He himself is Bhagavan, but she's not seeing. She's thinking, oh, Bhagavan has saved my child. For the materialist, Yoga Maya blocks the vision, their access to Krishna entirely. And for the devotees, Yoga Maya acts in such a way as to enhance the loving relationship.
Krishna অমুক্তদের জন্য যোগমায়া একেবারে তার দর্শন অসম্ভব করে রাখেন, তাহলে ভগবান দর্শন করা যাবেই না। আর ভক্তদের ক্ষেত্রে আমাদের আচরণ করেন, তাতে করে ভগবানের প্রতি ভক্তদের ভালোবাসা আরো আরো বর্ধিত হয়।
The Mahamaya is also a portion, partial manifestation of Yogamaya. Shemam vidhasyati sano bhagavams pridhishas. So, don't worry, he'll do something good for us. Yoga Kshema Mahamya. What is that? Ananyas Chintayanto Ma Yejana Prayupasate Tesham Nitya Vyuktanam Yoga Kshema Mahamya. For someone who's always engaged in devotional service, I give all protection. I maintain what he has. I provide whatever is required. I make sure that everything turns out good. What is that? Krishna said that Nahi kalyana krit kaschit durgatim tata gacchati. The person who has done kalyana krit, devotional service, auspicious activities, he is never overcome by misfortune. Shemam vidhasyati. So you're all devotees. Vishnu Bhakta Smita Deva. So he'll certainly do good for you. He's completely in control. Triyatisha. He's in charge of the three modes of nature, or the three worlds, or anything that's three. He's on top of all three of them. The internal, external, and marginal potencies he's in charge of. Creation, destruction, and everything in between. He's in charge of everything, complete control of everything. We can strain our brains trying to think of what to do. What's going on, what to do. But finally, it's up to Krishna. So, Lord Brahma advises that finally we just have to depend on Krishna and be confident that his plan is for our ultimate good. Sometimes it may appear the opposite. Sometimes it may appear that a devotee is helpless or lost. Killed or persecuted. But actually, the devotee is always under the eternal protection of Krishna. even the apparent misfortune is really for the benefit of the devotee. Therefore, in Bhagavatam it said, Tatte Anukampam Susamikshamana Bhujana Evatma Pratam Vipaka. The Krishna, one has to simply depend on the mercy of Krishna, Anukampa. Yeh bhajanti tu mam bhaktya mayi te peshu chatmina. Krishna has a very intimate relationship with his devotees, and he's always concerned for their welfare.
Krishna tar bhaktader sanghe khubi ghonishtho bhabe jukto ebong bhaktader kolyaner jonno tini sarbodai chinta korchen.
So the devotee, from within the core of his heart, Bhagavan Namaste, he always offers his obeisances to Krishna. Krishna, whatever you're doing, I know that it's really for my ultimate welfare. And because the devotee always has this feeling of being surrendered to Krishna and trusting in Krishna, he's an eligible candidate, or he's sure to go back home, back to God. Just as a son inherits the property of the father, the devotee receives the mercy of Krishna and goes back home, back to God. So Lord Brahma, because of his being a great devotee, could understand the entire situation.
Brahma ji, Bhagavan bhakto hawar jonno ki shobpuro byabosthapotai bujhte parechilen.
And he's explaining it to the demigods. And finally, he says, we simply have to depend on the Krishna. Any questions?
You just said that basically Krishna is the devil.
Krishna's benevolent, so and if we just try to carry out his instructions, then we assume what? That whatever happens to us is beneficial, yes. Whether it's good or bad, for a devotee it's all good. And whether it's good or bad, for a materialist it's all bad. We talked about this yesterday. The materialist, if he gets something bad, well, that's naturally bad. You know, he wanted something good and it failed. He wanted to accomplish something and it went the wrong way. He wanted good health, he got bad health, whatever it is. If it's bad, it's bad. And if it's good, it's also bad. Because when it's good, he becomes intoxicated in his mind. Oh, I won the lottery, or oh, I got a son, or oh, this. He becomes, or I made $1 million, or whatever it is. Ahamkar vimutatma. He becomes overwhelmed by false ego, and that's bad. So, good or bad, a bhalo e manda, a sabdham. It's all bad. If he goes to the first class prison cell or the third class prison cell, there's no question of good or bad. It's all bad.
Sorry.
Yes.
এবারে তোমার কাছে আমাদের বলছি থ্যাংক ইউ মাই, তাহলে মারা বলে যে হ্যাঁ ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ ভক্তের জন্য যা করেন তার সঙ্গে ভালোর জন্য, ভক্তের জন্য তিনি যা করেন মন্দ করলেও ভালো ভালো করলেও ভালো, আর অভক্তের জন্য তিনি যদি খারাপ করে থাকেন সেটা খারাপই, তিনি ভালো করে থাকেন সেটাও খারাপ, অভক্ত যদি কিছু খারাপ ভালো হয়ে থাকে সেটাও খারাপ, কেননা ভালো তো ভালো সে হয়তো লটারিতে টাকা লাগিয়ে দিয়েছে বা তার থেকে বেশি কিছু বা হয়তো পুত্র সন্তান হয়েছে আনন্দের বিষয় হয়েছে, এভাবে সে ঠিক হয় হয়তো বিশাল টাকার মালিক হয়ে গেল অধিকারী হলো, কিন্তু কি হবে সে অহংকার জন্য আলমা হয়ে যাবে, অহংকারের পরবর্তী হয়ে সে তখন উল্টা পাল্টা আচরণ করবে এবং তার খারাপই হবে, সেজন্য তার অবস্থার কাছে খারাপটা তো খারাপই যে ভালোটা সেটাও।
So, and for a devotee, good or bad, it's all good. When Sudama was coming back from Dwarka, he thought that fortunately Krishna didn't give me anything. He knew that I'd become puffed up, so he's keeping me poor and humble. So this is good. And when he actually got home, and his home became a palace, and his wife became like Lakshmi Devi, and everything was so wonderful, then this is also good.
আর যখন তিনি বাড়িতে ফিরে এলেন, বাড়িতে ফিরে এসে তার বাড়িটা প্রাসাদ হয়ে গেছে, তার স্ত্রী যেন লক্ষ্মী পুরো দেখাচ্ছে, সেটা দেখেও ভালোই হচ্ছে।
If a devotee gets material opulence, then he offers it to Krishna, so that's good.
ভক্ত যদি জড়জগতের বৈষম্য পান, তিনি তা ভগবানের কাছে পান।
And if his material opulence is taken away, then he thinks, I've been relieved of this burden. So that's good also. We gave the example yesterday that if the share market goes up or it goes down, the experienced trader makes a profit. If it goes up, he sells and makes a profit, and if it goes down, he buys cheap and sets himself up to make a profit. So for the person in knowledge, good or bad, it's all good. Yesterday I said that we have to know the plan of the Lord and cooperate with it. I said we may or may not know the plan of the Lord. As far as possible we try to understand what Krishna's plan is, but we'll never be fully knowledgeable.
আমরা কৃষ্ণের পরিকল্পনা জানতে চেষ্টা করতে পারি যারা সম্ভব, কিন্তু ওরা কখনোই কৃষ্ণের পরিকল্পনা পূর্ণ বিষয়টা বুঝতে পারবে না।
But we should be malleable. Prabhupada used that word in Bhagavatam. Malleable means like a metal, you can beat it or turn it to any shape you want.
আমাদের হতে হবে কি যেমন একটা ধাতু তাকে গরম করে নরম করে বিভিন্নভাবে তার আকার দেওয়া যায়, সেরকম আদরণ দেওয়া যায় যেভাবে চালানো হবে সেভাবে।
Just like Prabhupada, he came to America and he wrote that, "I don't know why you brought me to this place, Rudrasthani." But you must have some plan. So let's do the work and see what happens. He didn't know, the plan might be that I'll turn out a failure. And he told Krishna, "You can make it a success or a failure as you like." One time Prabhupada explained why he went to America instead of Europe. He said that my godbrothers were sent to London, and they went to London and they went to Germany, but they couldn't accomplish anything. You could say that they failed. So Prabhupada said, "So if I'm going to fail, at least let me fail in a new place." But Krishna had his plan. It became a success. But even from another point of view, even if it had failed, it would have been a success. Because in the material world, the result is the success. In the material world, the result is the success of the endeavor. Yeah, the success of the endeavor is the result. But in the spiritual world, the endeavor is the success. You tried to do something for Krishna. That means whether it succeeded or it failed, from one point of view, it's a success. Jatayu tried to stop Ravana. He failed, but because he gave his full energy to do it, it was a success. Jatayu tried to stop Ravana, and he failed, but because he gave his full energy, the attempt was a success. Sansidhi Haritoshana. Because Lord Ram was pleased by the attempt was a success. On the spiritual platform, the endeavor is the success. That doesn't mean that we don't try to make it come out. I give half my energy and the rest is up to Krishna. I have to give my full energy, full intelligence, full attention. And then finally, I have to know that the result is up to Krishna. Krishna told Arjuna, "I've already killed all these people. You just have to shoot the arrows." But if Krishna hadn't already killed them, there was no way that Arjuna could have killed them.
Krishna
Rake Krishna Marike. Krishna wants them to survive. They'll survive. There is no way that the Kurus could kill Arjuna.
Krishna chased him,
because Krishna had arranged that Arjuna would be victorious. There was no way that Karna could survive. There was no way that Bhishma could survive. There was no way that Drona could survive. There was no way that Ashwatthama could survive. There was no way that Abhimanyu could survive. Because Krishna, of course, Ashwatthama, but anyway, when Krishna kills you, you're finished. And if Krishna protects you, then no one can finish you. Of course, on the spiritual platform, no one's ever finished. So the devotee remains always on the spiritual platform. Therefore, Name Bhakta Pranashati, he's never finished. If I identify with this body, I'll always be finished. My body, my home, my wife, my children, then it will all be finished. Not only finished, but completely finished. Pranashati. But on the spiritual platform, there's no beginning or end, there's no birth or death. So one who identifies himself on the spiritual platform as spirit soul, as servant of Krishna, will never be finished. He'll never be finished. Name Bhakta Pranashati. Yes. Hare Krishna. When everything is controlled by Krishna, how can my free will play such a big part in my karma, in my life? Yes, it's a question of cooperation. So the government is weak, so I can cheat on my taxes and not pay. But now imagine if the government were just completely powerful. Then there's only two ways to pay my taxes, willingly or unwillingly. If I come forward and pay my taxes, then the government's very happy, the man paid his taxes.
हम जो भी छेड़छाड़ किए गवर्नमेंट के टैक्स दिया आशी करें गवर्नमेंट को खुशी हो.
And if I don't pay my taxes, then they just come and take it and throw me in jail. So there's no question of not paying my taxes. It's only a question of cooperatively or uncooperatively. Because the government is all powerful, there's no way to get out of it. But I can play a big role in determining whether I pay willingly and have my freedom, or I pay unwillingly and spend so many years in jail. That much is up to me. Just like Prabhupada gave the example of offering obeisances, Krishna says, Manmana, Bhava Madhvakta, Madhyaji Mandana Maskru, offer your obeisances to me. So if you agree, you can offer your obeisances to Krishna. And if you disagree, then Krishna will come as death, and again, still you'll offer your obeisances to Krishna.
Will
be stretched out. Yes.
Surrendering and not surrendering, are they not controlled by?
No, that's up to you. This is our tiny independence. It's not that we have no independence, we have tiny independence. Krishna has Purna Svatantra, complete independence, and we're part of Krishna, so we have tiny independence. And the Baladeva Vibhushan discusses this topic in his Vedanta Sutra Bhasha. Baladeva Vibhushan discusses this topic in his Vedanta Sutra Bhasha. He said if we didn't have any independence, there'd be no use of the Vedic injunctions. Because they wouldn't be addressed to anyone who could do anything about it. We'd have to give instructions to the body because the body is in charge of everything. And the living entity has no freedom. So he says, no, the living entity has tiny independence with which he can decide to agree or disagree. Is that all right?